Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome along. Sit down, get comfortable, light a cigar, get yourself a beer. This is Ready Player 2. And this is going to be episode 39, which I believe is the final episode of this season of Ready Player 2. We're going to take a little break after this. So, as is befitting the final episode of the season, we've got all of us here. Everybody's sitting pretty. Have you all got cigars and beers ready?
Yes.
I have cider. Does that count?
Cider's fine. You don't actually have to have a cigar. Every now and again, if you just kind of chew on a pen, that'll probably do it.
Woo-hoo!
Be fine. We'll simulate cigar smoking. So we've got everybody. Everybody is here. Everything's exciting. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good about this week. Is everybody else feeling good? Lewis, are you feeling good?
Not anymore. I was just chewing on a pen, and now I've got plastic in my mouth.
Well, you're such a dumbass. Okay, I'm going to switch to somebody else who's got an IQ above 4. Ross. actually, sorry. L. L, how are you feeling?
I was happy until I realised this was the end of the season, and then it made me sad.
It is. It's the end of the season. It was. We were potentially going to do next week as the end of the season, but due to a scheduling snafu, in which none of us are here, we're not going to be doing that anymore. So this week is going to be the end of the season. So we're going to be coming back hard and strong in about, I think it's going to be a 6-week break, is it?
Well, she said, yes, about 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, hard and strong. Hard and strong for 6 weeks.
Oh, you're going to miss this comedy gold.
That's how I roll. Exactly. We need a drum kit. When we come back to the next season, we have like a mini drum kit. Some exactly. So Elle's feeling good, kind of. Ross, you feeling good?
Groovy.
Lewis, you've got the plastic shards at your face?
Yep.
Excellent. We're all rocking. All good. Beautiful. So what are we doing? What have we been doing this week? Have we been doing amazingly funny things and really good gaming?
We've been playing with Sonic, haven't we?
We have been playing with Sonic.
Elle hasn't. We left her out.
Yeah, sorry, Elle. We haven't played very much Sonic, played a little bit Sonic. This is one of the craziest games I think I might have ever put my hands on. It makes no sense, but at the same time, it's really easy to pick up and have a really good time on. This is Sonic All-Star Racing, otherwise known as Sonic Racing Thing.
Yes, Sonic and All-Stars Racing, I want to say remastered.
Transformed,
remastered, Sigma.
Revengeance.
Plus, yeah, plus Revengeance.
It's amazing.
It's wicked, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Some of the characters are just stupid. I would understand if you called it Sega All-Stars Racing and it had all these characters in it, but calling it Sonic All-Stars Racing and it's got some characters that I've never even heard of in there.
Just call it Sonic and Friends.
Sonic and Co. Sonic and an assorted load of bollocks that we couldn't work out how to fit in any of the games.
Well, I was racing as the football manager because there's a man on the front of the football manager box.
This doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
It's like somebody who's not actually ever in a game or does anything or talks.
He's a faceless man.
Yeah, in this he has a face. Doesn't make an enormous amount of sense.
Does he drive with his arms folded?
I don't know, you can't see
him. He drives on the front of the box.
He drives like a BMW.
He drives a BMW?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's obviously doing alright for himself.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the football manager of some kind of rubbish club. This is not football manager as I would be playing football manager, because that guy would be fucking it around in a box cart. If you look, if he had rollerblades.
Fred Flintstone it around.
Yeah,
You could get this game on almost every platform. PS3, PS Vita, Xbox 360, Wii U, and 3DS.
Mm. And PC.
Fucking hell.
And PC, and Casio calculator.
and one key thing that I'd like to point out, which you don't get about in a lot of games on PC, this is a direct console port.
Yeah.
To the point where it's also got 4-player split-screen co-op.
Amazing.
Which you don't get in a lot of PC games. In a lot of PC games, they will split out. They will completely get rid of the local co-op aspect of the game. They'll leave the online co-op in, but they'll completely, or not co-op, but like versus or whatever it is, whatever the game type is, they get rid of the split screen, or they make it so it's only two-person split screen. Yeah. Which is a load of bollocks, because most people's, well, I say most people, most sensible people's PCs are more powerful than consoles anyway. Makes no fucking sense.
We can handle it. Give it to us.
Exactly. Give it to us. We can handle it. Cut that, Ross.
Yeah, we'll clip that bit, yeah.
Snip that bit. I really like couch games. I said this the other week, I love couch gaming, and there's not enough PC couch games. But with Steam Home Streaming now, if you've got Steam Home Streaming working to some kind of media box that you've got plugged into your TV, this is perfect. If you've got a really, like, you can do home streaming to your Raspberry Pi now, fucking perfect. Just get everybody around, sit down, play a bit of this on your home TV. That's wicked.
Yeah.
There needs to be more games like this. But it's crazy. It's like, it's on the ground, it's in the air. For anybody who hasn't played this, it's like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
There's no getting away from it. It's like Mario Kart. It's a karting game, but let's face it, Mario Kart was like the karting game. So it's like Mario Kart, apart from, like, every now and again, you'll like fly off the edge of the track, and instead of dying in a horrible, like, fiery pit of death, your vehicle will convert into a plane, which scared the tits off me the first time it happened, right? Because I'm just like, what's happening? Like, go-go gadget stuff going on here. And it turns into a plane, and then you panic and veer off and crash into something. And then after you realise what's happening, you don't veer off anymore, and it's really good fun. And then every now and again, it will convert into like a jet ski thing. Mm. Or depending on your character, they do different things, because I think the guy in the big tank turns into an F-16 or something, doesn't it?
This is like fucking Transformers.
It's crazy. It is really crazy. But it's great because it adds a completely different dimension to the game. So you're flying, and you're doing the whole XY axis as well as everything else that you're doing. And then you turn into a boat, and you're kind of jumping over ramps and getting boosts and stuff, and then you're back as a car. And
you've got weapons the whole time.
You've got weapons the whole time. It's just a hell of a lot of fun.
I know it's not the be-all. Yeah, I know it's not the be-all and end-all, but it actually got a 79 on Metacritic.
Which is pretty impressive for a little karting game.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive. I mean, Mario Kart only got sort of 80-something. Mario Kart 7.
So. I think I'd go as far as to say this is my favourite Sonic-branded title since Sonic Adventure Battle 2 on the GameCube. And for me, that is saying a lot.
I'm also saying Sonic 1 on the Mega Drive.
Nah, Sonic Adventure Battle 2 was a cracking title.
I never played that.
Oh, it was brilliant. And it had an amazing soundtrack on it as well. See? Did... There you go. Oh, everybody went quiet then for a second.
I was waiting because there were birds. There was
sorry.
Song in the background.
That's my birds. They're my pet birds.
Your pet birds.
I would close the window, but then I'd parboil.
Yeah.
I was entranced by the sounds of nature.
Do you want me to close the window?
No, it's fine. I just didn't know what to do. I was there, like legitimately just lost in the sound of birds.
I'm leaving all of this in. I'm not editing this podcast.
No!
Don't do that. But yeah, no, considering it's just a little karting game, it's a lot of fun. It's good. It's a great little game. I'm going to try, next time I have guys around and we're having some beers and stuff, I'm going to fire this thing up. Last time it was Worms. So we played some, I think it was Worms Revolution or something. That was great fun. This next time it's going to be this.
Was it £3.24 currently on Steam? I paid £11 something for a 4-pack, which is fantastic value.
That is some good value. I'm sorry. I know we kind of come across a lot of the time on this podcast as the bargain basement gamers.
Podcast.
Because we will not play anything until it's down to at least £3 on Steam, and then we will gobble it up.
Hey now. I bought Dark Souls. Prove it.
I've been playing Dark Souls using your Steam shared account.
How's that worked out for you, Richard?
Well, I can tell you this. I'm extraordinarily glad I didn't pay money for it. I've never been happier about not buying a game in my entire life.
He's rubbish at it, isn't he?
Oh, how have you been, Richard? Have you been surviving much?
No, I've been dying, but that's not the problem. This is the thing. The stupid thing is I went into this game. I didn't play Dark Souls 1, right? So I've heard about it, and I've seen a couple of people like with videos up about this game. And I went into this with both eyes open. I knew I was going to die. Got no problem with that. First couple of times it happened, it's a bit irritating. Then I realized that you could go back and you pick up the shit that you dropped anyway. So actually, it's not that much of a problem. And every time you go back to your campfire, you even if you go back like using the bone thing, which is just a stupid thing to call, it's like a mystical bone. I've got a mystical bone. Every time you go back to your campfire using your mystical bone, or if you die, all the monsters respawn. So that was a bit of a shock the first time, because I was just running and it was just like, there's a dude there! I killed him before and now he's chopping my arms off. You kill all the monsters again, then you get back to your body and you pick up the souls that you dropped, and that's fine. Everything's fine and dandy and you get to keep going. So after I worked that out, I didn't really have a problem. And it's a grinding game. So the point is that you get everything to respawn and you kill it again and then you get it to respawn.
You've got to grind
it again. And I've got no problem with that. Fuck me. I played Lineage 2 for about 2 years. I have got no problem with grind whatsoever. The problem that I do have is cuntishness. this is my issue, right? When a game hates that much, that just being grindy and repetitive isn't enough. Just killing you repeatedly isn't enough. It has to go and put on its giant asshole hat and completely screw you over. So I was actually getting on with this and I was learning, don't just try and fight everything. There's these two giant hippo things that are down on a beach. Just stay away from them.
Yeah, run away.
It ain't going to happen. When it was just one giant, it's just a sneaky giant hippo. For anybody else who goes to play this game, right, there's a stealth hippo. You see this hippo on...
Notorious stealthy animals.
It is, exactly. You see this hippo on this beach and you go, not sure about this. And then you go and kill some other stuff and you're just like, you know what, I'm feeling this now. I'm feeling that I might have a crack at that hippo. So you run down like the slope and you're like, it's got its back to you. So you're thinking, I'm going to get a couple of hits in here before it turns around and sees me. So you're kind of weighing up your options, seeing what's going on. And then a stealth fucking hippo smacks you in the back of the head because a sneaky git was hiding like behind the little ramp that you come down onto the beach. Just kind of lurking. And I just got everything pulled off. And then I had to die like 4 or 5 times to get all my stuff back that I'd left on the beach. So, yeah, I did some hippo running there. But after that, I worked out, you know, don't fight the big stuff. Just leave it alone. Come back to it later after you've done a bunch of grinding. No problem. Anyway, long story short, I'd done this a bunch of times. I'd saved up a load of money. I hadn't yet found a trader that was actually selling anything half decent. I found one helmet and a sword that was exactly the same as the sword I already had, which is good because the sword I already had broke. So I just switched out to this other one. I have no idea how to repair it. I spent most of the game not knowing where the hell I was going. So I was just rerunning to places that I couldn't do stuff with. I would run for about 15 minutes to find a door that I couldn't open, walk around for ages going, well, how the hell do I open this door? And then realize there's just no way to do it, and then backtracking to try and find a different way to go. I spent so long doing that, and then eventually when I did find out where to go, I went kind of down this area, and I killed a couple of times, I got killed a couple of times, I kept going backwards and forwards and grinding. And eventually I got to this, like, gate, and I went through the gate, and there was a bunch of bad guys in there. And just inside the gate, literally just inside this gate, I got overwhelmed and died. All right, no problem. So I respawn again, and I come in, and I go to where I was, where I died. The freaking gate's closed. The gate has shut. Right? So I'm looking directly at the souls that I've dropped on the floor. And I'm like, this is just taunting me now. So I'm trying to run
You'll
around.
You'll never survive in the real world.
I'm trying to run around. I'm trying to, like, find an alternate way of getting to this place. There does not appear to be any alternate way of getting back. So I'd saved up like 5,500 souls, which is basically nothing in this game, I'm sure. But for me, that was everything. That was everything that I had. And I just couldn't get back. At this point, I was just like, oh, fuck you. Do you know what? Fuck you. The problem, and at that point, it dawned on me. I'd been saving up those souls for progression purposes. Nothing had happened in this game, basically. I got to level 12. By the time I worked out how to check where my character sheet was, I was level 12. So about 30 minutes or so into playing this game, I was level 12. After that, every 15 minutes or so, I was opening my character sheet to check to see if I'd gained a level. So basically, in 30 minutes, I got to level 12. In the rest of the 2-hour gaming session, I stayed at level 12. Right? I have absolutely no idea where the XP bar was, what I was doing wrong, why I wasn't leveling up. I was trying to work out whether I needed to allocate points before it would let me level up again, but I couldn't work out how to do that, if there's a way of doing that. I just wasn't leveling up. I couldn't see the XP bar. I just couldn't see anything. So I'm just killing and killing and killing, and I killed for about half an hour and a half without going past level 12. And I'm thinking, did I just start at level 12? Is that your beginning level? Is this just a big joke? Maybe you end the game at level 12 as well. I don't know what's going on. So in the entire time I was playing, I got a helmet. And that's it. I just got a helmet. I didn't pick up any other items that were any good for me. Everything was total trash. And I had these souls that I was saving up in the hopes that I was going to find a trader so I could buy something new. And then I lost all of them. So two and a half hour gaming session, I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. And all the dying is okay because it's part of the game. But with absolutely no progression to show for it, I just didn't... I came away thinking, I didn't enjoy that. And actually, the combat is okay. I don't mind the combat and the running around and the repetitiveness and the grind has got kind of an appeal to it. But complete lack of progression mixed with the game's complete ass-hattiness, it's totally put me off. I'll probably go back and give it another go. And I understand why some people will kind of like this game, but no, put me off.
Richard, not have good time.
Richard, not have good time. I can look over certain things. I can look over bad character models. I can look over like bad collision, and I can look over all the rest of it if the gameplay is good and I come out with an enjoyable experience. Yeah. And all of those things were bad, and I didn't come out with an enjoyable experience. So fuck you. And there will be tons of people there now going, "No, you're just not hardcore enough. You don't. You know, you're not good enough to play this game." Oh, fuck off. Yeah, no, fuck off. I have played considerably harder games than that. It's not a difficult game to play. It is just not enjoyable.
Fair enough.
There you go. That's my fucking rant about Dark Souls 2. And I will go back and play it again because I love punishment. And I'll definitely go back and play it again after a load of people tweet me and say that I'm completely shit.
It's like I said before, it is like an abusive lover. You're just going to go back for more. It doesn't matter. You will go back.
I don't think
I will.
I will go back. I will go back to this game because actually, while I was playing it and I was killing, I was fine. It was this gate. That gate, the whole gate experience, everything surrounding the whole gate thing, right, put me right off. That was it then. The 2.5 hours of dying, I coped with. But the 2.5 hours of dying and then one half a second incident, which completely negates the entire previous 2.5 hours. Not cool.
Yeah.
Not happy with that at all. If that happened in any other game, you wouldn't stand for it. So I don't see why you stand for it in this either. There you go. Go on, counteract me, El. Counterbalance this argument.
I'm not going to defend it because I know that it's good. It's just you need to... You just gotta get on with it, man. It's a dick of a game. It's again, it's if you want to go and have a relaxing game, I'm definitely not gonna recommend this to you because it's not like that. It basically looks at people who don't read game manuals and go, "Do you know what? You fucking go ahead and don't have one then, you fucking prick. Let's see how you do on your own. You go and do that. You come back to me when you fucking think that you're ready, okay?" I'm not fucking holding your hand. When you come back for hints, it's just like, "Nah, I'm going to slap you bitch in the face." Which is why I like it, because it doesn't apologize for what it is. I really, really like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so there, yeah. Rich, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think people will disagree. El will disagree, it's fine. I think it's getting away with it because it's got Dark Souls written on it. If you made any other game with poor graphics, bad other effects, and bad collision which results in poor gameplay, and make it stupidly hard, give you absolutely no direction, make it so you run around for ages not being able to work out where you're supposed to go, and then takes all your toys away from you for absolutely no reason, you would say it was shit. But because it's got Dark Souls in front of it, everybody's raving about it. Nah, I don't agree.
I just think you need to be introduced to it the right way,
like anal.
Like anally, yeah. I think maybe it needs to be the only way for that game is to be introduced anally. That is like that is an enema of a game if ever I play.
Oh my god.
You need to be broken in gently.
Yeah, exactly. Lubed up.
Neat.
I very nearly messaged El while I was playing it going, "Do you just stick at level 12? I Google searched why can't I level past level 12 on Dark Souls. I thought it was a thing. I didn't get it. I don't understand what was going on. I was killing so many things. I just didn't level up at all. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the whole crack is. Don't even get me started on the amount of stats that you've got. I don't even know what any of them do. Anyway.
Did you read the booklet?
No? What booklet?
The digital booklet.
I haven't got a booklet.
Okay, that's right. You didn't buy the game. Okay. Never mind.
I didn't buy the game. I haven't got a booklet.
Never mind. Never mind.
Anyway, look.
Surely you get
instructions. It's a rant. Like I say, not every game is made for me. Not every game is custom made for me, so I can't expect to like absolutely everything, but didn't enjoy it. We'll go back and play it again just to make sure that it wasn't just me being a complete twat, but didn't enjoy it. And there you go. That's it. That was all I played this week. Sonic Racing Thing, which was enjoyable. Dark Souls 2, which was like having a can of beer introduced to your ass. So, L. Rather than pissing you off by telling you what games you love that I hate, I'm just going to ask you what you love and what you played this week.
And then tell you he hates them.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you that they're rubbish afterwards.
I've not had much time to play any big games. I've only been playing indie games these past couple of weeks, just because I've not really had the time. I played the weirdest horror game I have ever played. Like,
that's something coming from you.
Yeah,
Al.
I was just gonna say.
I have no idea what they were thinking. We're gonna make a gritty horror game based in the trenches of the World War with velociraptors.
What?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. That was exactly my.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Okay. Horror game trench is fine. Let's download it. Start it up. Was that a velociraptor? Fucking hell, it was. And basically, you go around and you rip limbs off of the corpses of. Yeah, I don't know, your fallen comrades, and feed them to the velociraptors while you're going around trying to find a ladder. That's essentially that game.
What, trying to find a ladder? What, to get out of the trench?
Trying to find a ladder, yeah.
It's not a bad tactic for the Allied forces, though, is it?
Take away the ladders.
Exactly, there's a load of fucking Nazis down in that hole. Right, chuck some velociraptors in.
Take their ladders.
Right out, exactly. Nick all their ladders, lob it some velociraptors.
Like
job done.
I hate to
shit all over your Christmas dinner, but like, is there not a massive flaw in that that you know that they're kind of extinct?
Not ladders, I know.
What, the Nazis or the
velociraptors?
Actually, it's World War One, isn't it? So it's not Nazis.
Yeah, 1916. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, fine. Utterly not Nazis.
I have no idea. Maybe they brought them back in some kind of Jurassic Park-esque movement.
We've all seen Jurassic Park.
I think maybe overanalyzing this is probably not the way to go.
Richard Attenborough just brings them back and then drops into the trenches.
I know. I have a good idea. Let's introduce the velociraptors into this environment. Let us watch and find out what occurs.
It was quite fun. I enjoyed throwing limbs at velociraptors that chased me around. However, there's more than freaking one. I will warn you, there is more than one. I know, because I literally fed a hand into one's mouth, turned around, ran a couple of meters. Oh, there's a fucking another one. Great, fabulous. Stood in front of it, would they? Like, oh, I can't sprint.
What's the plural for
Are they pets? Or...
Well,
a what? Sorry.
If you rip like a limb off of one of the dead people and you throw it at the velociraptor, it won't eat you. It eats the limb first, so it gives you time to run away, so you can get out of the way.
So this is the same thing as pigeons, though, isn't it? Surely, this is where your problem is. Don't feed them because they'll follow you around.
Ah, fuck.
This is exactly the problem. If you just not fed it the first limb in the first place. Because now this is the thing. It's following you around thinking I could get more arms and stuff here.
I'm pretty sure.
Is that what velociraptors sound like? Sounds a little bit like Fonzie. No, not Fonzie. Fozzie. Is it Fozzie?
Fozzie.
From the Muppets?
Yeah.
Not
Fonzie.
Fozzie Bear.
Smacks a jukebox. Hey, give me a limb. What's happening?
That was it. That was basically it. It was one of the weirdest premises I've ever experienced. What if velociraptors got it? It was a game.
It's
the highest amount of praise you can heap on the game.
How long did you play it for successfully without getting annoyed?
I didn't get annoyed, actually.
It's just me that does that with games.
Well, no, like sometimes I do get annoyed with games, like when there's like no. You get to some point and there's fucking nothing and you're just like, oh, well, that was a bit shit.
Yeah.
Or if it doesn't live up to expectations, I get really frustrated. Or if it's been really hyped and it doesn't live up to the hype, I get really frustrated. But this, it was just like, trench, velociraptors, have fun. which was basically what it did. Trench, velociraptors, run. That was it.
Is that the instruction book for that one?
Trent, Velociraptors, run!
I wouldn't have read that either. I'd have probably just stood still, chewing on a limb myself.
It was all right. It was something to play for like two hours. That was fine. I also played Within Deep Sorrows, which I did get frustrated at because there's a bit with what are they called? There's like a wheelie thing. You know when you get a
car?
No, not a car.
Wheelbarrow.
Almost a wheelback. It's almost a wheelbarrow, but it's a standy up one, which you use to.
Car.
No, it's not a car.
Fine car.
A trolley jack.
Yeah, like a trolley jack. Yeah, but you get the trolley jack and you're just fucking wandering around with something coming after you and you can't find the thing to trolley jack. What? I couldn't find the thing to trolley jack. I was like,
those things with the platforms that you put underneath things and then you like scoot them up and you pull them around at an angle? I think it's one of those.
It is.
Where the fuck do you find these games?
Right, do you know what a chase and scare horror game needs? Oh, what's that? Trolley jack. You need a trolley jack. Why? Why do you need that?
It was like, it was good for atmosphere, but once you get the torch and you've got the trolley jack and you have both of them at the same time and you're going through things, when the game kind of breaks for me.
What do you do with the trolley jack?
I don't fucking know. There was a glowing trolley jack icon, and I was like, yeah, I'll trolley jack this. Nothing fucking happened. I was just there, and I was like, how do I unequip this trolley jack? I've got a fucking trolley jack in my hand and a flashlight in the other. Yeah!
It's like the least stealthy way of escaping from somebody. Can you imagine, like Slender or something like that? You're trying to run away from him, and it's just making loads of fucking noise. Stop it! Put the fucking trolley jack away, for God's sakes!
This game, it's fun, but I also wouldn't recommend it because of how unpolished it is. I will explore. I will go. I will venture vast into the, you know, halcyon sunsets. Apart from when I fucking hit invisible walls, and that's what really pisses me off in games. Look, just put a fucking fence there.
Yeah.
Put a fucking fence there that I can't jump over. It's not just like, I'm going to cross the street. Oh, sorry, I've just had an aneurysm. I can't cross the street.
Can't cross that street. The worst game for that, did you ever play was it called The Darkness or just Darkness?
The Darkness on Xbox.
Yeah, the one with that stupid emo-looking guy that had, like, black snakes that came out of his face.
I remember this!
Remember that one? Yeah. That had the worst wall clipping that I've ever experienced in a game. Mm. And in a lot of places, because it was like, I don't know what you call it, but it's like flat, plane wall clipping. So if you manage to get past it, you can actually, like, fall out the level. And there were several places where, if you're in combat, you could very feasibly try to jump on top of a car and then jump sideways while you're shooting at somebody and end up, like, flying through a crack in the whole level. And then you're stuck because you have no idea how you got there. There's nothing to jump on to get back out. And you just stood there kind of going, well, this is bollocks. If I wasn't supposed to get here, at least make it so I can't get here. This is stupid.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
poor game.
Yeah, so Within Deep Sorrows, not exactly spectacular, but I had a bit of fun until I just got stuck with that trolley jack.
I just like the idea of, what were you being chased by in that? Just having
I don't know, I didn't see. There was just something there, and I was like, okay, well, I better, you know, start moving before I get my ass chewed.
I just like the idea that it's a janitor and you've nicked his sack truck. idea that it's completely it's completely innocuous. It's absolutely fine. It's just some bloke going, I'm fucking sure I left my sack truck here. Where's it gone? And my flashlight? What's going on? So it's like the footsteps you can hear behind you. It's just like the janitor trying to follow you to find his shit.
I would love that.
That would be brilliant.
There's another game due out of the janitor. He has to find his sack truck and flashlight.
That's what it is. I like the idea that it's like a versus game. So one of you plays the janitor and one of you plays the thief.
Oh my god.
Like spies versus mercs and
yourself. Yeah, exactly that kind of thing. And the janitor's got to run around in the dark because he hasn't got a flashlight.
Oh man.
Again, you might get beaten by a sack truck.
It was a weird weird game. In the beginning, you're just like, you gotta listen to me, and there's shining things coming up from the bed, and you have to go to sleep. Really weird. Anyway, I played a pretty good indie game, actually. I played one that I really enjoyed, which is called Step.
Yay!
Which is really, really short, but it's really fun. It's a little puzzle game. You can very well get lost in the desert and wander around in circles and circles, but if you don't, it's amazing. You play as this tiny little shadow bat creature, and you start the game in the middle of a little tiny little maze thing, and there are other little shadowy bat creatures there. You've got to punch them, and they'll like run out of the maze and follow them, and they'll like draw something in the sand, pointing you off to a like a direction of where something is. You just have to get there, get like a little floppy disk, and then go back and give the floppy disk to them, and it fucks them up, and you have to do it to all of them, and then it fucks everything up. And then you have to chase your shadow double. It's amazing. I love it.
Can I just recap here? Because this is what I just got from that. You are a black bat, which goes around punching other black bats in a maze. And when you punch them, they run out of the maze. You follow them out of the maze, at which point you grab a floppy disk, twat that at them, and that's the game.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, I've got several questions, and these aren't necessarily in order of importance. The first one is, how do bats punch?
With the left mouse button.
Okay, excellent. That's right. That's a perfectly reasonable answer. The second one is, how do bats carry floppy disks?
With the left mouse click.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Well, as long as the controls are simple, then I think the bats are probably fine. Oh my god. I've got a problem with games that name themselves like this, because I've been looking the entire time you've been talking about it. I cannot find this game anywhere.
Oh, hang on.
You can't call a game Step and then expect to be able to find it on the internet. I can't find it on Steam, I can't find it on Google.
There we go. It's really, really good. I enjoyed it. It's small, but it's well made. And it's really good. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. Despite it being so short.
Is this free?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to get this. I quite like the whole 3D graphicness of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Oh, also, when you kind of whistle your mouse, either...
Whistle?
You whistle it, like when
you move your mouse
from left to right. It changes the screen. It's like a little compass. It's great. It's good.
I quite like the look of this.
It's
it
good.
It looks 2D, but it actually isn't 2D.
No, it's...
Nah.
Yeah. No, I enjoy that.
Anyway, next game. I played Ascension, which is good. I really quite like this one. It's another pixel horror. Oh, well. I was just like, what's my favourite thing to play? Pixel horror. Download it. Play it now. Yes, excellent. I really liked it. You play as this dude who is very disgruntled. He's working somewhere, I think it's underground, from what I've got from the narrative so far. His daughter's a little bitch, he won't speak to him, and he has a dead wife, or I assume is a dead wife, from the amount that he fucking goes on about her. Spoilers! Well, I don't know if she's dead. Is she dead? Did she just leave him? I don't know. She was sick, apparently. That's about as far as what I've got. But it's been really good. You again, pixel 2D, good, great, great so far, fabulous horror, great. It is a little bit slow to start, I will say. However, once you get into it, fucking fantastic. You get into an elevator and then shit starts to happen. And that's always the way in horror games. Elevators, shit starts to happen.
Yeah.
You get like a flashlight and you have to sneak past monsters. Eventually you get an axe. Combat is not great. Do not try and axe the monsters like I did. Die. Has a very, very similar theme and aesthetic to Lone Survivor.
Yeah, I was looking at this thinking, this looks exactly like Lone Survivor.
This looks exactly like it. Again, you save with mirrors. Ah, where have I seen that before? But it's really enjoyable. I've enjoyed it so far. Apart from when he goes on these fucking psychotic episodes, it's like, grass just fucking starts appearing in this fucking office block, and I'm like, oh, here we fucking go again. We're going to visit the daft dead bitch in the house again. Fantastic. Yeah, it's really, really fun. I'm enjoying it. I've not finished it so far, but we're going to get there. I'm going to finish it. It's going to be great. And the last indie game I have played is called Iris, which is a platforming archery thing,
right,
which looks really, really good. I love the aesthetic of it. I love the sounds as well. I'm really picky with sound. I'm really picky with music. And when something does it well, and there's like, ooh, look at the pretty flashy colours, I don't have to kill all the things, that's when I enjoy it. It's one of the rare indie platformers that I've actually enjoyed.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Wow, there we go. That's some serious indie games. Off the back of that, I've just happened to find like two different indie development companies that have got like five games that you can freely download from their website. So I think I might have to go raping through those. Because this is good.
Free games.
See, playing a game like Dark Souls 2 for 2.5 hours and leaving myself angry, I would much rather play an indie game for 15 minutes, decide I don't like it, and then try a different one.
You could be playing the games that I'm playing.
And just do that a whole bunch of times. I think I might have to start doing that. Right, so that's me, and that's Elle. Have we really only managed to go through two of us so far?
Yeah, you lot have played a lot of shit.
Wow, fuck. I've only played two things. I just ranted a really long time about one of them. Okay, great. Ross, what have you been doing this week?
Two usuals in NBA and Football Manager. I've actually finally finished the season on NBA. You have to play every single game in your first season in my career mode, which, if you get all the way through to the playoffs and to the finals, is 114 games.
No.
With eight-minute quarters.
Holy mother of God. Is it season in real life a year?
A season is 82 games, and they play pretty much every night. And then you have playoffs, which are four rounds of best of seven.
I wouldn't want to be a basketball player, it'd be knackered.
You get paid pretty well for it, lad, to be fair.
Just shove them in the back of the van at the end of the night. Right, lads, get a good kit, we're back in the morning. Okay.
Yeah, I've played them too, but I've also discovered XCOM Enemy Unknown as well this week.
This game.
Brilliant.
You've been playing this on PC because it is available on iPad as well.
I saw it on Steam. I actually saw Byron playing it on our YouTube channel, and I thought, oh, this is just quite interesting, and it's really, really good.
I love this. I absolutely love this game. I got hooked on this quite a while ago, and it gets bloody hard, which is actually something that's got going for it, in my opinion, because enough games have got a decent challenge level on them, but this is really good.
Yeah, I think I put about 10 or 14 hours into it this week, and I only bought it on, I think, Wednesday.
Yeah. It's got the only downside to that game is that there is a multiplayer element, but it's a versus mode. I really like some kind of co-op mode, and unless they've added it in, because they did bring an expansion out, unless they've added something like that in the expansion. But and I played co-op mode once against somebody who's way, way, way better than me, and I got completely drowned, so I never really tried it again. But no, it's a great game. Have you made the fatal mistake of naming your guys people that you know?
Yeah, you guys have died so many times.
Oh, no!
See, I don't bother doing it anymore, because I find myself getting attached. There becomes a point in that game where you've just got to kind of accept that people are going to die, and you've got to get over it and not reload and just draft somebody else in when that happens. But the first time I played it, I named it after everybody, and they got like quite leveled up and they were quite good, and then they started dying. And then I was like, no, I'm going to reload and replay, and I found that I probably spent about a 4.5 hour play session playing half of one level. I was like, okay, for starters, I'm clearly not very good at this. For another thing, maybe I should just let them die and get on with it.
Yeah, I found that already.
To be fair, I found it easier by playing Plague Inc. and naming a disease after all of you.
Yay!
That's actually slightly more accurate as well. I like to think of all of you as pestilences in one form or another. Anyway.
All three of you have killed the planet.
Yes.
I like to think I was a parasite, maybe.
No, I think you were a bacteria. L was a nanobot. And Ross was... I think he was like a...
STD.
I remember what Ross was. He may have been a virus.
Super AIDS.
Super AIDS?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
No, I wasn't aware that was a thing. Does it have a case? Anyway, I think we need to move on.
Yeah, that's what I've played.
Right, great. Lewis, what have you been playing this week?
I briefly played some Sonic All-Star Racing with you earlier, and then my laptop killed itself.
Yep.
Melted. Yeah, went thermonuclear and died. I played some Mario Kart 8 at the weekend.
So it's generally a karting experience type good thing going on for you.
Yeah, for the time being. Mostly this week. It's the currently unreleased Mario Kart 8 at the game headquarters in Basingstoke.
Ooh, so, check you out.
Yeah. Mario Kart 8 is brilliant, and if you have a Wii U, you need to buy it. I'll be getting mine probably on release day. It's very, very good. it won me round to the series. I then managed to procure a copy of Mario Kart 7 and have been caning through that on my 3DS as well. So, yeah, mostly karting this week. Another game that I've been playing that I was recommended yesterday by one of the guys that I follow on Twitter is Monument Valley. Elle knows what I'm talking about. The only way I can explain it is it's Journey meets Fez meets MC Escher.
It's amazing.
It's kind of three-dimensional.
Awesome.
You know who MC Escher is, don't you? The kind of mathematical artist who did the pictures, like the Neverending Staircase, for instance. And the constant waterfall that kind of flows to itself. Yeah. Pretty much all of... If you have a look at it now, if you quickly Google it, pretty much all of the levels are laid out like an MC Escher picture or painting. And it's just... It's a little puzzle game, but it's just mental and brilliant.
Geometric, mathematic, mindfuckery.
Not so much mindfuckery, because it's not so difficult that it's insanely frustrating. Like, I've got to about level 11, and I don't particularly like puzzle games, so I mean, I've been able to play it quite well, but I just like the way that it plays, and it's just beautiful. the general aesthetics of it. Like I say, it reminds me, it's very reminiscent of a cross between Journey and Fez.
Have you got to the music box bit?
Yes, I think so. Is that where you have to unlock different bits and open different sections to get to different places?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, it's man. Just amazing.
The levels are insane. Like, one level can be four different levels, and yeah, it's pretty mental. So. It's well worth playing. It's like $2.49 on the App Store at the moment, so
it's beautiful. Pretty damn good. If anyone wants to take a look at it before they buy it, we've got a review on the site about it. Go to it, minions.
Yes. Go. Are we calling our followers minions now? Is that
I don't
a thing?
Know.
Okay.
Minions I don't know.
Minions is okay. I think we can call I think people on Twitter have got to call all their followers different things, so I think we can call ours minions. I think that's probably okay.
Can we not? Would it not make more sense to call them players?
That would make a lot more sense.
That is a lot more sense, yeah.
Player minions? We'll work on it. We'll work on it off screen. My thing with puzzle games anyway, is even if they're not hard, as long as they feel rewarding, that's the key. As long as you come away from it feeling happy that you've done something, that's fine. It goes back to just kind of enjoyability in games and feeling like that you've done something quite nice and you're happy with what you just managed to do.
Yeah, it's not even so much that. It's just the game aesthetically is very, very pleasing, and the music and just the whole vibe of the game. But as I say, it's not so difficult that it becomes frustrating and annoying, and you're just like, you throw or put down your whatever device you're playing it on in frustration, because you can get it for Android as well, so yeah. But it's simple but well executed.
I think I'm going to get hold of this. I think I'm going to start playing this because this looks really good to me. Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful, everybody. Is this everything that we've been playing this week? Have we got to the end of the longer and rambling section of what we've been doing this week?
Yes.
We have. That's everything that we've been playing this week. That was quite a good. That was a fairly full docket this week. A little bit let down by Ross, if I'm being honest. But he has played something new, which is definitely exciting. And he's managed to finish 100 and something billion games on NBA, which is definitely an achievement in and of itself.
It is an achievement.
Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I need a bit of a rest. So we're all going to go and have a lie down. And then we'll be back in a bit. It won't be that long for you guys, because we're just going to kind of edit it to have a really quick break. But the rest of us are going to have a little bit of a snooze. So we'll be right back.
If I asked you what a Couchmaster is, could you tell me what that is? I'm actually curious because I call myself a Couchmaster. Maybe it's because I spend a lot of hours sitting on my couch playing video games, watching movies, doing nothing. So, if I'm not really good at sports or video games, but I'm really good at sitting in a couch, would that make me a Couchmaster? I think so! My name is John Riley. I am the head of the Couchmasters. We run a little website that does product reviews as far as video games, peripherals, headphones. We also do a podcast called The Couchmasters. You can find us at couchmasters.wix, that's wix.com/TCM1, or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/sitandbemerry. It's all one word, SITANDBEMERRY, just like merry old jolly London, all right? Thank you very much for taking your time to ask the question, what is a Couchmaster? And I hope you enjoy the rest of the Ready Player 2 podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
These guys are awesome. My favorites podcast from London. Screw Ricky Gervais.
We're back. It's news. Would anybody like to take the first piece of news?
Me!
You! Do some news, Nell.
So, US developers plan to launch North Korea, the video game. It's called Glorious Leader, and it sounds as fucking batshit as you would have believed. In this marvelous game, which is completely based on true facts, you see the glorious leader, King Jong-un, riding a narwhal, also a unicorn, also fighting capitalists and destroying the world. Just... Yes!
What's going wrong?
What can go wrong? I'm so excited about this. Who decided this was a good idea?
This is... Am I right in saying there's a section of this game in which Kim Jong-un goes onto a basketball court in America and starts killing basketball players, or just
fighting against Dennis Rodman?
No, he's best friends with Dennis Rodman.
Or is he best friends with Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman's the only American that's allowed into North Korea.
Oh my god,
he's his best mate.
Amazing. This just
like, is that based on any semblance of truth? Like, is Kim Jong Un like that delusional that he believes that Dennis Rodman is his best pal? Is Dennis Rodman actually a communist?
He is a bit nutty.
He is all of the Jongs. They're all completely. They're nutty in the fruit bar. They really are. They think that they're descended, or at least they'd like to tell everybody else that they're descended from some kind of thing. Isn't there a whole thing where they're supposed to be like an unbroken spiritual lineage or something like that, where I might be talking out my ass, but I'm sure I heard that the descendant, so Was it Kim Jong-il before that?
Yeah.
Before this guy?
Yeah.
So after he dies, his spirit, the essence of him, passes on to his son. And therefore, his son is actually him, in like a Dalai Lama style.
And we call bullshit.
Yeah, no, exactly. But this is, I'm pretty sure that that's the kind of thing that they're trying to go for. It's very weird.
The game, however, looks amazing.
The game looks incredible. But this is basically like the media that gets fed to everyone out there. Like, yeah, he's great. He can fly. He can shoot lasers from his eyes. He can just stare at women and make them pregnant. Woo!
He can ride narwhals, which is actually my favourite part of this game.
Yeah.
And the unicorn. And a unicorn, don't forget that. So excited for this game.
This has got... Papers, Please slapped all over it for me.
Yeah.
It's got the entire feel of Papers, Please. And if it's got the kind of audio, the kind of musical background that Papers, Please had as well, I'll be extremely happy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to ruin it.
Absolutely brilliant. Okay, that looks crazy stupid. Actually, it could be pretty damn good. Is there any gameplay footage out yet?
There's a trailer.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, okay. Which looks like gameplay footage.
I'm going to have to watch that. I haven't actually seen anything about this game. Okay, looks completely batshit. Right, next piece of news. Can I take the next piece of news? Is that okay?
It's right in your wheelhouse, Rich, this is.
Look, do you know what? Right, I'm not saying that this has screwed up my Google search and my search history this week, but this has definitely been something that I've had to use Safe Search for. This is unbeknownst to me as well, which this is amazing that this managed to happen without me actually knowing about it. So, Beyond Two Souls, I haven't played Beyond Two Souls, this is possibly why I didn't know about it. So, Beyond Two Souls stars Ellen Page, not Last of Us, that didn't star Ellen Page, but this actually stars Ellen Page. And in Beyond Two Souls, there is a shower scene in which you don't see anything, but Ellen Page, there is a character model of Ellen Page that is naked in the shower. Very similar to...
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Yeah, Heavy Rain. Exactly the same thing happens. So, obviously, some enterprising people have got hold of the game's code, and they've hacked into it, and they've basically made it so that you can pan the camera around or you can see the whole of this character model, and they've, like, positioned her and all the rest of it. So then they've leaked a bunch of pictures of Ellen Page's character model from Beyond Two Souls naked. Which, under normal circumstances, possibly wouldn't be that bad. Apart from they put way more detail on this character model than they probably needed to, considering you were never actually meant to see nipples or anything else in the game because the camera angles wouldn't allow it. They've still gone to the trouble of actually putting all of those features on the character model. So when these people have brought this out, it's got like full everything, and it just looks like Ellen Page naked. So when this happened, because this exact same thing happened in Heavy Rain, wasn't that bad because it's just a character. In this, it's actually Ellen Page, and it looks exactly like Ellen Page. So now Sony have gone out to all of the websites that were hosting these images and issued takedown notices to them. For fear of basically saying that we have put out the ability for people to pose Ellen Page naked in any way that they want. Yeah. So there you go.
What is wrong with these people? Are they not aware of Pornhub or the internet in general?
I don't know. Well, there's a couple of things here. The first one is, you are never going to stop the internet. The only thing that issuing takedown notices is going to do is draw people's attention to the issue.
Yeah.
Because I did not know that this existed until I read about the takedown notice.
Yeah.
So
practically serves as, look at this thing!
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at this naughty thing that shouldn't happen! Oh, everyone look at it.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. I don't know whether Ellen Page has got annoyed about this or not, but if you're any... I haven't looked, and I actually haven't looked, but if you're any, like, A-grade actor... there will be fake images of you all over the internet.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that there are fake images of Ellen Page fucking everywhere all over the internet. And I would also imagine that she's probably fine with it. It's the kind of thing that happens, so you just, it's one of those things that you've got to live with. So I can't imagine
I'd be honest,
she'd be that annoyed about this.
I'll be honest, I'd be fine if people started putting pictures of me on the internet naked, like fake pictures of me.
I'm not entirely sure that the rest of the internet would be happy with that.
As long as, like, it was my head superimposed onto, I don't know, someone else's body.
Like Brad Pitt's body or something. Your head
yeah,
and Brad Pitt's
like...
body would be the most amazing thing in the entire world. you would fit right into 300 or something similar.
New owl. Yeah,
exactly.
Otherwise, you just look like a naked Sasquatch, I would imagine. I mean, I'm not personally...
Oh my God!
I've not personally seen you naked, but I have seen Star Wars, and I'm looking at Chewbacca thinking... you know?
I imagine that's what Lewis looks like with no clothes on. Is that so you were thinking about with no clothes on?
That sentence goes through my mind.
He was thinking about you, Lewis.
Yeah, it is true.
That picture of you is out there, Rich, isn't it? From our own live podcast.
There are far too many. Richie. You would be surprised how many times people have photoshopped my head onto various bodies, considering I am like not even close to being a Z-list celebrity. the amount of times that this has happened to me is bordering on the insane. Okay, so that's that piece of news. It's kind of a non-piece of news. It's a bit of a stupid thing. The fact they must have known that this was going to happen by putting that character model into the game, but the fact that they've issued a takedown notice is really the story there. Mm. A bit of a stupid thing to do. There's a couple of
Can I take the next the Apple
yeah,
Store?
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah, can you take the Apple Store one?
Oh, do
right up your alley.
Apple says no wanking for ladies.
God damn it!
Just ladies.
Yeah, just ladies. Basically, Apple have said that they're not going to allow a masturbation game on the App Store. Game is called Happy Playtime.
Genius title.
According to the article, a game that aims to teach women how to masturbate. And it's been rejected by the App Store, according to the developer. The reason given was that the concept was not something that Apple wants to go forward with, according to developer Tina Gong. And,
It's not fair. Ladies need me time too.
Does Tina Gong sound like a porn star name anyway?
Is that a thing? I was going to say, yeah, it sounds like a sort of cover name.
Yeah, pseudonym.
Bit of a stripper name, that is. There's a couple of problems I've got with this whole thing. The first one is, you can't call something like this Happy Playtime. That is a bad fuck. That is asking for kids to download this app. Yeah,
My first issue is, have you seen the screenshots?
Yeah, yeah. I love the fact that there's a timer on it.
This is for high-power women that only have a certain amount of time in their day to allocate to masturbation.
Let's make sure
it's tightly scheduled. You're looking Outlook. What am I doing now? Ooh, masturbation. Quick, let's get on with it.
The thing that concerns me the most is the baby. Mm. The thing that teaches you is a baby.
No, it's like, a vagina.
Yeah.
A vagina that looks very much like a baby.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you squint and look in a different direction, it looks like something else, and then you can't unsee it.
It's a vagina with a face.
Yeah, it looks like a person with two arms with their hands together, or it looks like a baby, or it just looks like a fanny. There's three different things that this can look like. But yeah, that's one of my problems is the name. That's the first problem.
I love the name.
My second problem is, now I'm not a woman, right? I can imagine. Yeah, it's a bit of a shocker. I know I didn't really want to drop that bomb on the final podcast of the series, but right. But I'm a bloke. Yeah, I've got to be honest. I worked it out on my own. You know, I didn't need any help.
Once again, the internet. That's what it's there for.
Well, I mean, I worked it out way before the internet.
I'm sure there's a WikiHow on how to do it.
Probably is. There more likely is. But you would have thought, you know, most women, if it causes bleeding, you're doing it wrong. You know?
Oh, really, right.
Oh, my God.
That's the general rule, I would have thought.
Rich's guide to making yourself happy. If you bleed, you're doing it wrong.
Podcast title as well.
Put down the screwdriver, use your fingers.
Go out with a bang. That's our podcast title.
Oh, my God.
If it causes bleeding, you're doing it wrong.
A lot of the internet is very male orientated when it comes down to sexual health and porn, let's put it that way. Mm. It's all very men watch these things and ladies don't, which is a lie.
You heard it first from the mouth of the actual woman. You in bona fide woman.
It's a lie. Women do watch porn. Get over it. We're adults as well. It really, really pisses me off that they're like, oh, no, ladies going at it. Like, what is wrong with that? It's just healthy.
Now, we're being fair to Apple. I'm pretty sure that there was an app on the App Store that showed men how to tug the boat. They probably dropped that off as well.
Probably is one on there, knowing Apple.
I don't know. They tend to be quite strict about this kind of thing, especially if it shows if it's a baby showing you how to do it. There's like whole different connotations there. Okay, this is a crazy story that's absolutely ridiculous, and I think Apple were entirely right to block this from the App Store for several different reasons.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I've got a public service announcement as well. Don't Google WikiHow how to wank.
But that's my Ready Player 2.
Because you end up with posts like, how do I discreetly masturbate in class or public?
This answer, cut the bottom out of one of your pockets and you can reach in your hand.
What?
Oh my god.
Is that a genuine question?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's not a genuine question, it's on Yahoo Answers or Yahoo Questions.
I get scared about those Yahoo Answer pages. I've seen some very, very scary questions on there that make me think that either people just aren't going to school at all, or there is like people have got a really, really weird idea about how biology works.
Find some help, child.
Yeah, find some serious help. Like I genuinely saw a question on there whilst it was something along the lines of, is it true that standing on your head while having sex means you can't get pregnant?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it just means standing on your head while having sex means you shouldn't get pregnant.
Tell them yes.
For the sake of the continued gene pool, you are somebody who should never procreate.
Is it okay to masturbate daily? One of the answers, just once. Dude, that's pretty lightweight.
Amateur.
Should we...
How is this now... fucking... Why is it that every week...
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Bro, do you even wank?
Jesus. Okay, fine.
Right, look. Back to actual game news.
Yeah, back to actual game news. I want to just kind of mention something that I didn't notice. So I'm going to take this quickly because I didn't notice this. I don't look at that much gaming news, but the fact that this one passed me by is quite impressive. I've seen nothing about Far Cry 4. So that's my own fault. I've seen absolutely nothing about Far Cry 4. But now that I've looked at it, it looks really good. But it looks like Ubisoft are effectively trying to now turn the Far Cry series into another annual game series. It's done very well for them with Assassin's Creed, arguably. I think it's probably done very well. I think had Assassin's Creed 4 not happened, we might be saying a slightly different thing. But they managed to culminate so far on a very, very strong title. So potentially they can go forward. So now they're trying to turn Far Cry into a repeated success. I don't think that Blood Dragon has put them in good stead. However, that was almost like a tongue-in-cheek add-on than an actual game. Mm. So I think we can kind of forgive them for that. But it looks like that they're going to try and drive this forwards as something that they're going to be bringing out quite frequently, which I'm happy with because I absolutely love Far Cry 3. So a little piece of news. Ubisoft are coming out big at the minute, aren't they?
They do some great stuff.
Awful lot of really, really top... They've got to be close to one of the biggest selling publishing companies in the world now, haven't they?
Oh, they're in the top two or three, with EA and Activision.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're creeping up on EA.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a little thing. I think it'll be interesting to see if they can pump out some decent titles. And if they can bring out Assassin's Creed and Far Cry titles pretty much yearly, then they're going to be putting out an awful lot of content. Let's just hope it doesn't slip and end up being kind of bollocks. Mm. Okay, that is the end of the news. We are going to bugger off and we'll be back.
One last thing before we do move on.
Is this a thing? Is this you're going to... No, pin on me?
Yeah, it's something that I'm going to introduce in the next season. But congratulations to Zero, who got engaged.
Yes, well done.
Congratulations, Zero. Presumably to the woman that he's been with for quite a long time, not just some random person.
Yeah, No, Diana. Yeah, he got engaged. He's out in Korea at the moment, and he popped the question to her. So congratulations.
I'm assuming all our invites will be in the post.
Yeah. Coming from Korea, don't expect it. Might be lost.
And our plane tickets.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I would hope so. So Zero, if you're listening to this, he probably doesn't listen to this anymore. But Zero, if you're listening to this, we'll. It's easier for me to fly from Coventry, if possible. just put that out there. Right, are we done? Could I move on now, boss?
No, I'm done now. Please continue.
Sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Right, so we are now going to move on. So, no.
Never mind.
No. Are we done?
Yes.
Poker Rich Day, thanks. Right, okay, we're going to move on. Right. Now everybody's done, we are going to be back in a minute. We're not doing top three this week because we've talked too much. And I think top three is going to next season be turning into something that we do every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or every now and again. We're going to start rotating it out because let's face it, I'm not very good at it. Therefore, I don't want to do it too often. So we're going to be back in a minute with something. Ross, what are we going to be back in a minute with?
The random game name game.
The random game name game.
Name game.
Game. Name 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 game. Okay, we're going to be back in a minute with a little game. A little bit of frivolity, jollity and fun before the end of this podcast and indeed this entire season. We'll be right back.
Planet Earth. A scientist creates the ultimate machine.
At last!
A machine that will give him the power to journey into the Mega World. With thousands of colors, 16-bit graphic technology, and 10-channel Mega Stereo sound. The most advanced video game system in the universe.
Yes!
Mega Drive.
We are back. It is game time. Mr. Ross Bell is going to lead us into this fantastic gaming adventure. Woo! Ross, would you like to take it all the way away?
I'm going to take it all the way, baby. Right, okay. We're playing the random game name game, which you've heard before on the podcast. Rich and Lewis haven't actually played this yet.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Have I?
I don't think you have, Lewis.
I don't know. I'm positive that I've played this before.
I don't think you have.
I think you might be lying.
I think you might be lying.
I might be. You know what, that doesn't sound entirely like something I do.
So what?
Okay.
So the premise of this is for people that haven't heard it before, is I give the guys a random game name, and they have 60 seconds to tell me everything about that game. What platform it's on, what kind of game it would be, and then everyone has to decide whether they'd buy it or not at the end of it.
So this is a random
never,
game
I've
name.
Never played this game.
You haven't played it.
I have. Pipe down.
Where was
Pipe
I?
Pipe down, night.
This is when you had no internet.
Yeah, hopefully this means you're going to fucking win this one.
There's no winners or losers, it's just for fun. Because we're all losers, really. Alright, so who wants to go first?
Lewis.
There you go, straight in there. Alright, Lewis. Your first game name game. Okay, good luck with this one. Your 60 seconds start when I finish the title. The title is Transvestite Vegetarian Bastards.
Okay, it's an indie game, so it's still being greenlit at the moment. You won't be able to get it on iOS because they won't let it through the App Store.
It's got transvestites in it.
It's got trannies in it. Sorry, transvestites. Cut out trannies, or at least beep it out. Transvestite Vegetarian Bastards.
Yes.
Okay, so there, it's basically like Papers, Please, where you have people come into the restaurant, and you're a vegetarian restaurant, and also a transvestite, and they come up to the thing, and they'll go, oh, can I have a tofu steak, please? And they go, no! No tofu steak! We don't do steak! No steak of any varieties! And then they'll go, I'm from Hampshire, and then they go, no! No food for you, get out!
That's your time up. Name.
That's time up. So is it any way meat product related? Right, you have to check their name, and their credentials.
If
there is absolutely no meat products in there.
Yeah,
where does the transvestite element fit into this?
You get muscled out by Larry.
By Larry, the transvestite bodyguard.
I like it. I'll play this. This would be a fun 10 minutes. This would.
Yeah.
I like this as an expansion. I like the idea. I like this as somebody kind of makes a mod for Papers, Please, and it's just Papers, Please, but in a restaurant. And this is it's exactly the same, but it's this.
Right. Who's next?
Go on. I'll go next.
Okay. Yay. Let's find you a good one. Alright then, Rich, ready for this?
I am.
60 seconds start as soon as I finish the title. The title is Hitler's Hamster Zone.
Okay, so this is a pinball game in which, in a very similar way to Super Monkey Ball, hamsters are inside balls, right? And they get fired around. But the whole pinball game machine is like a Final Solution play area.
Right.
So there is, you've got to avoid the, you know, the mustard gas fun zone. and there is, yeah, that kind of thing. You've got to, you know, you the striped pajama playground. You can't go anywhere near that. So you've got to kind of smack the hamsters around, and because the hamster's in the balls, you can use like the it's got Kinect support, so you can kind of lean left and right, and the hamsters will kind of roll in that direction to help avoid these traps. And then you kind of use the paddles to bat the hamsters like further up, get as many points as you can while avoiding all of these danger zones, and ultimately defeat the Third Reich.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this happened last time. I can't stop my alarm.
Okay.
There we go. It stopped. I'll definitely play that. It sounds hilarious.
Drop Spike. Yeah,
thank you. I think it's partially questionable, but... yeah, those words just came right out of me, so I didn't. There was no filter involved there.
All right, Ellie, you ready for this one?
That's all that,
okay, 60 seconds start when I finish the title. The title of which is Jedi Baseball Bandit.
Oh my god, what? Okay, Jedi Baseball Bandit. It's kind of going to be like Grand Theft Auto, apart from you're a Jedi, but you've obviously been banished to Earth, and the only lightsaber-esque thing that you could find was a baseball bat. So because you've fallen to the Earth, you've actually gone through this change, so you're kind of like a Jedi, but you've gone over to the dark side, so that's why you've become a bandit. And your aim is to take revenge upon the people of Earth, just because, let's face it, we're pretty shit people anyway. So it's basically trying to become this massive gang leader using your baseball bat powers in order to take over the world.
Fair enough.
Oh, it's going to be on the Xbox 360, and it's going to be a multiplayer online game.
This sounds remarkably just like GTA.
Yeah,
but
the bit
with Jedi.
Sounds like NBA The Bigs.
So hang on. So even though you don't have like a lightsaber, you have your other Jedi powers.
Yeah, like force push, pull, force choke. Well, it's gonna be great.
Okay, it's gonna be great. You got lightning.
So you could just like tap the baseball with the bat and then go force push. Hey, out there.
You're right, Rochambeau. I'm not entirely sure. I've got to be honest. Just because you can shoot lightning out of your fingers, you can obviously lift people up into the air from quite a while away.
Push them and pull them.
Where's the function of the baseball bat?
Force lightning only comes in when you're really, really fucked up as like a dark side Jedi, isn't it? Like when you're really fucking...
So you're darkish.
You're darkish. You've only
darkish. Right, okay, fine.
You've only just...
Make
you know,
your fucking mind up. I mean,
hey,
God.
I still said you're a Jedi and
you just... No, I'm not saying you. I'm talking about the Jedi. I don't like people that are on the edge, you know? There's like... It's not like you're not quite dark. You're not quite light. You're just an indecisive prick.
You're dusk.
Shades of grey.
Dusk.
Or dawn.
Slightly greyish.
Jedi Baseball Bandit, Shades of Grey.
Nice. Yeah,
Sith-ish. Darth-ish Vader. I like the idea of this quite a lot. Okay.
All right, let's do another round.
Oh, yeah, I like this. I love this game.
You ready to go again, Lewis?
Yeah.
Right, let me find you a good one. this is great fun for me.
I just like to indicate that we're using Ross is using a website which is like a random game name generator website.
Yeah.
To bring up all these names.
I thought I just made a list of them.
All right, Lewis, ready?
Yeah, got them.
Red Hot Love Spectacular.
Oh, this would be like the hot chocolate scene from GTA San Andreas. It's basically like Rock Band or Dance Central, those kinds of games, but you have a
cock.
Depending on no, it's like but then it's like the Pokemon, so you there are two different versions. So you've got the X version and the Y version. Yeah, so they both have different peripherals that come with them, and you have to press the buttons in the right sequence.
What are the peripherals?
I probably couldn't say. One is a flashlight, and the other is a dildo.
Oh my god, so this is not... Apple would not allow this on the App Store.
No, this is not an App Store game. Maybe with... Maybe it comes with Kinect and PS camera.
Oh, yeah, because with your flashlight, you totally need Kinect support as well.
Compatibility, so, yeah. Or you just use your Kinect as a dildo.
That, right.
Who's buying that game?
Okay. If I do, it'll be in incognito mode.
Yeah, it comes in a brown paper bag, that one.
Yeah, yeah. It comes in like it's non-labeled. Happy Fun Time production.
Right, it's you again, Rich, is it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
All right,
I'm
let
still
me...
scarred.
All right, time starts after this. Eternal Disco Troopers.
Okay, this is entirely like Eternal Darkness. So this is a horror game in which you have a sanity bar, but it's set in the 70s. What's effectively happened is the Nazis have come back. They were hiding, right? They were just like hiding all the way through the 60s. The 70s, at the height of the disco revolution, Nazis come out, right? And the entire way that they're going to take everybody out is by discoing everybody to death. So they're going to take over all the discos, right? So this is like a Dance Dance Revolution style game. You have got to beat the Nazis back by out-dancing them. Yeah? So it can be co-op. It can be co-op and multiplayer. There could be troops against you. Yeah, so you co-op together to try and dance the Nazis straight out of your disco and back into oblivion. I'm finding that my games are very kind of Nazi influenced today.
Yeah.
This is a theme that's recurring through all of my games. But that's what it is. It was either that or I was going to go with Star Wars kind of influence here, but I didn't like the idea of a Star Wars Dance Dance Revolution style game. So I've gone with Nazis again. I'm going to keep it with a theme.
Fair enough. What are they? L. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with this one. This is the first one I've just opened up. Inappropriate Monster Truck Crisis.
Revengeance.
Inappropriate Monster Truck what?
Crisis.
Okay, right. So, this is kind of going to be like... fucking hell. Hang on. The name is lost for me! Like Crazy Taxi mixed with some sort of hospital simulator. but it's
theme,
going to be like
theme
a...
hospital.
Theme hospital. But it's going to be like a bawdy 60s, ooh, matron kind of game.
Carry on, right. Theme hospital.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's, again, that's the inappropriate. But you're all of your... ambulances have been replaced by monster trucks with breasts on them, and you basically it's got that Crazy Taxi theme where you have to rush people back and forth to the hospital in order to save them, all along suffering from the paramedics' bawdy sense of humor. Or
you save that at the end, that was going nowhere, but then the monster
I've
trucks
gotta
are
be
boobs
totally
on.
Honest. I've got to be honest, I didn't see that coming.
No.
That was a total curveball for me. I had no idea where you were going with that. That was brilliant.
You save that at the end. I'll definitely have that.
Indie game. That is definitely an indie game. So Crazy Taxi monster trucks that with boobs on that have to lift people into hospitals.
Yeah.
That's the essence of that game.
That is the essence of the game.
Wicked. Wow. Should we do
this
one more?
This is a crazy game. And I am enjoying this. I don't know whether it's maybe going to go on for too long, but you know what? If you don't like listening to us talk about complete bollocks, then this is not the podcast for you. You're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong place. Let's do one more round because I think we're holding on tightly to the remembrance of this season.
Okay.
So let's do one more round,
yeah.
and we'll move on to season three
okay.
soon.
All right, then, Lewis.
Yep.
Oh, you should enjoy this one. Darkest WWE 2000.
This is basically just a generic WWE game, but everyone is The Undertaker. So Vince McMahon has gone mad with power and has bought a genetic engineering company and has cloned The Undertaker. So they've basically just cloned The Undertaker and made it, filled the entire roster with him. So it's Undertaker 1 to 2000. But they've also developed time travel and gone back to the year 2000 so they can have a 2000-man Royal Rumble of entirely... The Undertaker, and you have to survive. So it's a survival wrestling time travel genetic engineering wrestling sim.
I just don't even.
I've been lost.
You know, I really wanted to break in and heckle there, but I just.
You don't know where to start.
No, I don't. That's just ridiculous. Like, in an amazing way. Like, in a way that, for some reason, that might actually work. I've just got horrible images of the. Like, I hate his commentary anyway. I've just got images of the king. And all you would hear every 2 seconds is, Tombstone! Oh my god, is he gonna do it? He is! It's Tombstone!
He broke him in half!
All right, Rich, let's end yours as we started with a Nazi theme, shall we?
Oh, do I have to? Okay, right, I'll try.
Yes.
I will try.
You ready for this one? German beast in the magical kingdom.
Oh, right, okay. God. So, this is My Little Pony. So, right, it's My Little Pony, right? And you are a Nazi soldier, right? And you have been, at the behest of your superiors, you've been forced to do fairly nasty war crimes. And so, you have broken down. You've completely broken down. And you shut down, and in your mind, you have retreated to a happy place, and your happy place is the land of My Little Pony. So this takes place entirely within the psyche of the German soldier, and it's a horror game. And he's walking around his happy place, being chased by the memories of the evil deeds that he's committed. So he will just be like lavishing and frolicking with the other ponies in the glade, and then suddenly, like, at the corner of his eye, there'll be like flashes of things going on. Oh my god! He's got to run away in like a slender stylie through the magical forest, which will gradually get darker and darker as his psyche like descends into madness. And there you go. That's the game.
There you go.
Just to recap, this is a My Little Pony horror Nazi.
Yes.
Survival game.
You captured the essence of that quite well. Yes.
Groovy. I'll play that.
El, you're the horror. You're the horror aficionado here. Is that got enough of a storyline to go with?
What?
There's no velociraptors in it, I'm afraid.
No, sorry.
I think noise is pretty much sum up El's.
Yeah.
L's feelings on the matter.
Yes. Alright then, L, and to finish us off, then you've got this beauty.
Oh, fire away.
A sigh. Why is there a sigh?
Adventures of the Perverted Octopus.
Oh my god, yes! So this is going to be a game on the Wii. So it's kind of like. Octodad, but obviously you're going to take on the adventures of a hentai octopus. It's going to be fantastic.
I like it's
got co-op, but it's also a beat 'em up as well. And you have to fight off all the other tentacle monsters to get to the hentai ladies. So not only do you have to tend to the ladies, you also have to fend off the other adventures of the tentacle creature octopusy people. You have to beat them all to get to the hentai ladies. That's gonna be great.
So the multiplayer is, in fact, there's four of you all trying to tentacleify one hentai lady, and she's not having a very great day.
Yeah. Or what you can do in local co-op, you can each control a tentacle.
So just in case you wanted to play something like this with other people on your sofa.
Yeah, a bit of couch play.
A little bit of couch play with everybody in common. Like, you know, because there's nothing more comfortable than four guys sat in a room with chubbies. That's completely fine.
Oh my god.
I think we got a winner.
Oh my god. Interactive porn for the masses.
Hentai simulator.
I think we have a winner, definitely. Yeah.
Hentai tentacle porn simulator.
2014.
The adventures of.
Yeah. I love the fact that she quite like delicately put, you know, while you have to tend to the hentai lady. You have to tend to her, you know, not you know, rape her in every orifice.
Yeah.
You have to tend to her.
You can see why I sighed before we started.
Yeah. You knew what was gonna happen. I also thought Octodad right at the beginning of this, because I just love the fact that the entire way through this, let's face it, probably quite a disgusting scene, all you can hear is exactly.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh my word.
Popping noises aplenty.
Alright. I think.
So I think that's a pretty good time to finish.
Yeah, I think we should end as we began, pretty much.
Podcast, the series, probably the entire thing. we definitely ended the way we came in, disgustingly. I feel like this podcast has progressed ever so slightly from best beard to most perverted thing that we can possibly think of.
We need a break.
Which is so far a Wii U co-op. Local co-op tentacle porn game.
Yeah, in which everybody sits around trying to do incredibly disgusting things to a woman while trying not to side look at each other.
I'm for the kids.
You know, it's like, I can't believe
you made eye contact.
Don't look at me. There are things going on to me right now that you don't need to be involved with.
We're moving on.
It's got to be done. That's the end of this. Congratulations, everybody. You've managed to sit through an entire season of Ready Player 2. If you managed to get this far, congratulations. I'm frankly amazed that I managed to get this far. There has been some questionable things that have happened. A lot of them have been edited out. Some of them may make a reappearance in the special Christmas episode, or maybe mid-season episode that could appear at some point. Let's hope that a lot of them won't get me arrested or told off by the general public. However, I've had an amazing time. I hope you guys have had an amazing time. I think we're all feeling the burn a little bit. We've got a lot going on in our lives right now. We all need a little bit of a break, so we're really sorry that we have to take a short break, but it won't be that long. We'll still be talking on Twitter and other places, and hopefully not doing the podcast all the time will give us a bit more free time. So you will hear from us, we will be around, but we will be buggering off for a short period of time.
Yes.
In that vein, I have been Rich. I have been your host. Sorry about that. there was a whole discussion. It ended up being me. Sorry. You all drew the short straw, in effect. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. That's Zebwen. Please find me. Please talk to me. I might not reply, but just talk to me. It makes me feel important and like I have internet friends. Elle, would you like to say goodbye and tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, I'm Elle. I'm also known as Escaping IRL. I'm the villain and also the manacle cackler of Ready Player 2. You can find me on the internet at various outlets. So long as you can use Google and use Escaping IRL, you can find me.
If you can't use Google, you don't belong on the internet.
Yeah. Then you don't deserve to find us.
How did you find us in the first place?
Escaping IRL most voted to be the one to physically assault you with tentacles.
And glitter! Yay!
It will be a fabulous assault.
I'm so confused!
I don't really understand what's happening right now, but I think I like it.
Suckers
with glitter!
Lewis, where can people find you, Lewis?
On the internet.
Just on the internet?
Yeah. Just Google, as we've said pretty much every episode, just Google me, at iLewis87.
iLewis87. You'll find anything.
Alternatively, I'll be starting my own podcast, which is Video Game Room 101, which kicks off hopefully within the next week or two. I've got some episodes lined up, and I've also got some already recorded, so that'll be at VGR_101. That's pretty much it. Or you can find me. Yeah, side projects.
I feel like that band that's at the peak of their career, and now they're starting to go off and do other things.
We take that, and Lewis is Robbie.
I'm okay with that.
You can be Gary Barlow then with your tax issues.
I'm also okay with that.
And
I have no problem with this entire scenario.
£20 million house.
Yeah.
Again, no problem with this whatsoever.
Me and Ella dancing in the background with the others.
Again. This is not a scenario that I've not thought about before.
Howie and the one who doesn't actually have a name. He's just a full tax purpose.
Yeah. I didn't know that one of them was called Howie until just then. Okay.
That was a complete stab in the dark. So.
And that's how high I've sex. Ross, where can people find you?
You can find me at RossBurn1984 on Twitter or under my football guise as a man on the post. Obviously, the season is almost at an end. There's just one Champions League game to get out of the way. But then there's the magic of the World Cup starting. We are hopefully going to have almost daily podcasts during the World Cup. So look out for them.
Beautiful.
Mm.
That's us. That's us on a platter, guys. We've been serving ourselves up to the internet to everybody who is willing to listen to us for quite a long time now. We're, 5 months into this year, into this season so far. We're taking a little bit of a break, but thank you to everybody who's continued to stick with us. Tell your friends. Tell other people that like to listen to podcasts, or even tell people that don't like to listen to podcasts. Get them to catch up. They've got a few weeks. They can listen to the entire back catalogue before we come back and then be excited and ready for the rip-roaring new season of Ready Player 2.
Yeah, hear our L turn from a Scottish man to a Welsh woman.
I know. Yay! Beautiful transition. And it was only four surgeries.
Also, there are 5 members of Take That. So,
how did that happen?
He's not called Howie, he's called Howard. Howard, Jason, Mark, Robbie and Gary. There we go.
How will we today?
Zero's the other one, though.
No idea what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to everybody who's listened to us. This is it. This is us done. We're going to be back very shortly with Ready Player 2 Season 3. Be ready. Let us know what we've been doing right. Let us know what we've been doing wrong. Hopefully there'll be a lot more right than we'll be wrong. This is me. I am Rich. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Cat, I have nothing for you here. I have fed you. What do you want?
There's nothing for you here. This is a local shop.
It's now stuck installing updates. What the fuck?
Stupid Google dicks.
Silly Google.
Lewis has died.
What's happened?
Just RIP.
Sleepy.
Nom 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 nom.
Come on, you stupid mouse. Motherfucking
holiday time.
Hazel gets really annoyed when I do that in the high street.
Why?
I thought you were going to say you're in sex then.
Because
we'll... Gotta go fast, no.
Yeah. Gotta go off fast.
Watchdogs. Yeah.
Ultimate Fighting Championship. I know what that stands for. That's about the only sport I speak.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's good. Especially when people break their legs when they kick other people. And blood and wibbly leg. Ah. Oh. No. I
like Ubisoft. I don't complete many games now.
I like Ubi40. Oh.
That's not. What?
Give it to us.
Exactly. Give it to us. We can handle it. I'm gonna go rub one out. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
I've got a really solid package. By the way, I'm back.
I'd have never guessed.
It's like Mufti Day at school.
It is. Everybody get out your game.
Everyone bring a board game in.
I remember the one year that one of my mates brought in the board game Jumanji. Fucking hell. That was a massive letdown.
Why? Because you were actually expecting to go into the jungle or something.
Well, not really, but it was just a really shitty board game. It wasn't even a good board game, it was just shit.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.